AP Radio News. I'm Diane Keplay. The year-long search for an underwater locator beacon from the Malaysia Airlines Flight 370 may have been fruitless from the start. Investigators now say the battery in the device had expired more than a year before that plane vanished. The first report into the mystery of the plane's disappearance sheds little light on what may have happened to the plane and the 239 people on board.
The investigation team expects that further factual information will be available from the wreckage and flight recorders if the aircraft is found.
A nearly 600-page report released today by an independent investigative group gave a detailed description of the lives of the crew members on board, including the pilot and the co-pilot, as well as an analysis of the plane's maintenance record. 50 years after the brutality of Bloody Sunday in Selma, Alabama, the civil rights milestone was remembered by those who were there on that day, like Congressman John Lewis, who was beaten by police as he took part in the march.
We were crossing this bridge that one day I will be back here introducing the first African-American president. I would have said, you're crazy, you're out of your mind, you don't know what you're talking about. President Barack Obama!
The Americans who crossed this bridge, they were not physically imposing, but they gave courage to millions. They held no elected office, but they led a nation.
A march from Selma to Montgomery, Alabama, to commemorate the journey the demonstrators took in 1965 is scheduled to begin tomorrow morning. There were peaceful protests in Madison, Wisconsin overnight following the fatal shooting of a 19-year-old black man by police. The shooting happened after Officer Matt Kenny forced his way inside of an apartment.
He heard sounds of what sounded like a disturbance coming from within the home. And it was at that juncture that he forced entry.
Police Chief Mike Koval was on WKOW-TV. This is AP Radio News. Republican presidential hopefuls were back in Iowa this weekend, including former Florida Governor Jeb Bush.
In his first visit to Iowa in more than 2 years, Jeb Bush criticized the health care law and the administration's outreach to Cuba. He disagreed with some of his rivals about a path to legalization for people who were in the U.S. illegally.
Immigrants that are here need to have a path to legalized status. No one I know has a plan to deal with illegal immigrants to say that they're going to be rounded up and taken away.
On another key issue, most of the potential presidential hopefuls appearing at the Iowa Ag Summit say they support the renewable fuel standard, a key issue in this state. Jerry Bodlander, Des Moines, Iowa.
The folks in New England might consider shipping snow to Alaska. A lack of snow has made trail conditions there difficult for mushers taking part in this year's Iditarod sled dog race. Crews in Anchorage had to bring in 350 dump truck loads of snow for the ceremonial start. I'm Diane Keplay, AP Radio News.